Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Back at it we go, everyone. It is time for the latest destination spotlight. And as we move into this e-block, America's 29th state is our focus that's sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
Go enjoy yourself in locations as unique as you are, because as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations is going to give you premier travel experiences with over 200 plus resorts in places like Las Vegas, Florida, Mexico, Maui, where we're headed next week, and a lot more. They provide spacious upscale accommodations, and they're going to give you home-like features with resort-style amenities.
You know, they also have locations all across New York here where we are. Wherever travel takes you, folks, find more information by going to HiltonGrandVacations.com or just connect at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
It's time to spotlight Iowa, a state that joined the Union back in 1846. Holding for us is Jessica Dunker, CEO of the state's Hotel and Lodging Association.
Well, we appreciate you joining us today, Jessica, as we showcase Iowa. Welcome.
Thank you. So glad to be joining you.
Nice to have you aboard with us this morning. So, you know, Mary and I have traveled across this country to so many different places, and our time in Iowa ranks very high. Some of the nicest people we've experienced here in the U.S. you'll find in Iowa. We've discussed, frankly, how much we've enjoyed your state fair a number of times on the program. Places like Des Moines, you know, are such a cultural, rich place to visit. I think folks would be surprised by the variety of restaurants and nightlife in Cedar Rapids. There's a well-done farmer's market in Davenport. I mean, I could go on about Ames, Sioux City, Council Bluffs, but what do you most connect with about the state and enjoy personally, Jessica?
Well, when you talk about how nice the people of Iowa are, that's a real thing. We call it Iowa Nice. And when you come here, you feel it and you sense it. And it's not just that simple hello on the street. You can ask anyone that you meet, where should I go today? What should I do today? And everyone will probably have an answer. I think what's really unique about us is we are a little bit humble. And the research has told us that we apologize often thinking, is there enough for people to do for them to want to come to our state? But the national research shows that most people know so little about us that they don't have an impression. And so we're really, for many people, we're something you may not have thought of, but boy, if you come, we can show you some really interesting things.
So perfect segue to my question, and I want to give folks an idea of the size of Iowa. It's not really a tiny state. It is the 26th largest state in our nation, and if you love presidential libraries, the Herbert Hoover Presidential Library and Museum is located where he was born in West Branch. And Jessica, you just intimated it. There's a unique amount of Iowan attractions, Field of Dreams, Swinging Bridge in Columbus Junction. You have Roller Coaster Road, which if you don't know what that is and you're listening, look it up, near Harper's Ferry. And you have an Iowa 80 Trucking Museum, all kinds of things to do. What's something that you say is uniquely Iowan when it comes to an attraction?
Well, I don't think you can talk about Iowa without thinking about riding your bicycle and drinking some beer, because we have one of the most extensive trail systems in the nation. We welcome thousands and thousands of bicycle riders for a full week of riding in the great ride across the state of Iowa called Ragbri. People come from all over the world to do that. Mm-hmm. That's created a culture that's let us showcase breweries, farmers markets, small town friendly, and the really interesting farm to table cuisine that we lay claim to. You know, when people do think about Iowa, all of our research says they think about two things. They expect to see a farmers market and they expect to do farm to table dining. And boy, do we do that in spades here in the state. So
I love that.
Get on a bicycle in almost any community and you can land at a great restaurant or at a great farmer's market, and definitely at a great brewery.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the diversity amongst the hotel and lodging options for travelers. You know, Hotel Julian in Dubuque, is one of the oldest hotels in the state. There are a number of casino hotel properties across the state. We've heard some very nice things, have not been there, to the Warrior Hotel in Sioux City. Anything you want to share about the hospitality sector of travel in Iowa?
Well, we have everything that you could possibly expect. And the historic hotels are extensive and interesting and all have great history in the state. I'd also throw out the Hotel Fort Des Moines right here in our capital, right in the vibrant downtown. It's recently been renovated and redone, and it is absolutely glorious. We have the historic Black Hawk Hotel in the Cedar Falls area. So if history is your thing, there's the Frank Lloyd Wright Hotel up in Mason City. So we have all kinds of interesting architecture, interesting history, and great places all across the state for you to stay. I think we are probably a quiet surprise to almost anyone who
That's
arrives
well put.
Here.
That's
a great
well
way to
put.
Describe it. You mentioned architecture. I want to give a shout out to the state capitol in Des Moines. I think it's one of the most beautiful that exists in
there,
our
right?
country.
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely
we
stunning.
Would say it's the most beautiful, but
yeah,
Wisconsin argues
yeah.
with
yeah.
us.
Yeah. and ice cream fans, you need to go to Lamar's, Iowa. The town billed as the ice cream capital of the world. So last question from us today, Jessica. As America turns 250, what's a reason you say for travelers to come celebrate our nation in the Hawkeye State? And you have about 20 seconds.
Well, you have to visit our state fair. That is something that's on many top 10 lists for travelers annually. And truly, there is nothing like it. If you've never experienced a butter cow, you got to come to Iowa.
I agree with that.
We really enjoy welcoming people to our state
fair. It is
fair.
A great fair. Yeah. Listen, I know Mary also had me out there, that fame-covered bridge in Madison County.
I did,
out
yeah.
there, John Deere Tractor
Museum.
I'm like,
we have to find that bridge.
We did. And we did. So, uh-huh. But the Iowa State Fair.
We had a blast.
It is less, yeah. such a mark on Mary and me and our family.
Yeah.
Jessica, very nice connecting with you today. Again, great state. We wish you the best. Thank you very much for giving us a little bit of your time this morning.
Appreciate the opportunity. And please come to Iowa.
Thank you. Take care.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, Iowa, listen, if you haven't been, great state, go, folks.
Indeed,
okay?
Yeah.
And Iowa is going to be how we wrap hour one today. Another 60 minutes of the show is only 7 minutes away, so make sure you stay right where you are. Be sure to go vote in our latest travel polls on the homepage of our show website. And don't forget, you can also catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.